All right, good evening, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Peches. I'm getting a little bit of fear. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Peches, and it is the last daf of Maseches Yuma. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also sponsored by Jeffrey Geitzholz, L'Zecher Nishmas. His father, his yard site is Chav Zayin Tammuz, Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin, Mr. Jack Eitzholz. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today we're going to, as we said, be concluding Maseches Yuma and the B'li Neder, Bezras Hashem. The first thing we're going to talk about is how often we say Vidoy and the proper Nusach of the Vidoy. Then we're going to talk about what we say at Ni'ilah. What kind of Tefillah is Ni'ilah? Is it even a full Tefillah? Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether Ni'ilah exempts a person from davening Mariv that night on Matzah Yom Kippurim, and that's going to take us. Then the Gemara is going to discuss at the very end of the Masechta about whether becoming what it means when a person becomes a Balkeri on Yom Kippurim, how to be Metayer himself, and what sort of symbolism there is if a person suffers Tumas Keri on Yom Kippurim. And the Zoom conked out. Hopefully, we'll come back. Okay, so we are holding about 15 lines into the page on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis. 15 lines into the page, we are at Tanur Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Mitzvah's Vidui, the Mikra Din, the Mitzvah of Vidui is Erev Yom Kippurim Im Chashecha. On Erev Yom Kippurim, when you Makabel Kedushas Yom Kippurim, after you eat your meal, so that's when you have to start doing. That's the when the first Vidui kicks in. That's how Rashi explains. And the reason you have to be Misvada on Erev Yom Kippurim is in order to enter into Yom Kippurim with a sense of tshuva. So the Braisa discusses when the mitzvah vidui is on Erev Yom Kippurim, that you have to be mitzvada in order to come into Yom Kippurim b'tshuva. But the ikr mitzvah vidui of Yom Kippurim is on Yom Kippur itself. So says the Ramban, that the ikr mitzvah vidui is really on Yom Kippur itself and not on Erev Yom Kippurim. The Levush writes that the mitzvah vidui min hadin. Okay, sorry about that. The Zoom can't out. I'm not sure why. So again, let's start from the beginning. So again, Tanu Rabban, mitzvahs vidui erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha. The mitzvah vidui is when you're makabel kedushas Yom Kippurim after you finish eating. Avolamur chacham yizvad dekodem sheyachol yishta shemetitar v'taito besuda. However, the chacham said it's better to be mizvada before you eat and you drink, lest you become drunk and then you're not going to be able to be mizvada properly. Because if you're going to be drinking, you're going to be eating, so it may cause a person to not be able to do the vidui. And even if a person said vidui before he ate and drank, he has to be misvada again after eating and drinking. Lest he do an avera during the meal. So the meal itself might be a new opportunity for an avera, so he's going to need a new vidui. And even if he did a vidui in the evening, he should do another vidui at shachris. Shachris, even though he said vidui at shachris, he is vada musav, another vidui at musav. But musav is vada b'min. Even though he said vidui, most of you say another vidui mincha. But mincha is vada b'niila. Even though he said a vidui mincha, you should say another vidui when it comes time for niila. And the reason he's misvada at each and every tefila, the Tosefta points out, is because you could still do averos. Meaning, even though it's Yom Kippur, a person might do averos in between the different tefilos or during the tefilos. Maybe he's talking through the entire davening. Maybe he's being mafsik in the tefila. There are plenty of averos that a person is able to do during the tefila. And when, in at which spot of the tefillah does he say the vidui? So yachid acher tefillah. So yachid says the vidui after Shemona Esrei, but the shliach tzibur omer be'emtza. This is what we do. The shliach tzibur says it in the middle of the tefillah, in the fourth bracha of the Shemona Esrei. That's how the Rabban writes. The reason we have a chilik between a yachid and a tzibur, the Tos Yom HaKippurim points out, is that the yachid is misvada after the tefillah, because since it's possible that he was chote by being mispalel without kavana, so he has to be misvada on that. But the shliach tzibur, the whole purpose of chazaras hashatz, is to be motzi those people who are not baki b'tfila by them listening and being mechavein to what he's saying. So if they would be misakin to be misvada achar tfila, we have to be choshesh that they're not going to have kavana together with the shatz. And it turns out that someone who's not a baki is not going to be yotzi the chiv avidoi, because they'll hold on and have kavana while he's still saying the shmonesrei. But as soon as shmonesrei is over, then they're going to know that it's over and they'll tune out, and then they're never going to be able to be Yotzei the Vidoy. That's one suggestion Tosfos Yom Kippur has. Another suggestion he has is that by Yochid they were not Mesakin to say Vidoy in the Tefillah in order that he not be Mafsik in the middle of the Tefillah, but the Sheikh Sibor, who anyway is being Marich in the middle of the Yom Kippur, so the Chazar Sashatz has all sorts of Slichos, of Psukim of Rachamim, all these other things you're adding into the Shemoneh Esrei anyway, so it's not going to be considered a Hefsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei for him to say the Vidoy. The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of the Shuvah that a person is supposed to say Vidoy before the Seuda, lest he choke during the Seuda. So that's not exactly what the Gemara said over here. The Gemara said over here that he has to be Misvada that he might have shichwus, that he might get drunk, and he might not do, and he's not going to be able to be misvada later on. Whereas the Rambam says that the reason he might not be able to be misvada later on is that he might choke. So that's what the Nosi Kelim and the Rambam say, that he must have had an alternate girsa in our Gemara, because there's no way the Rambam would have just ignored the reason that the Gemara gives and offered instead his own reason. So says Gemara, my Amar, what do you say when you say the vidui? So Amar Rav says Ati Yodea Raze Olam. Person should say a tefillah of Ati Yodea Raze Olam. The Shmuel Amar Mimamake Halev, that he says the tefillah of Mimamake Halev, meaning apparently these were known tefillos, and the Amoraim are just referring to these tefillos by the first few words of the tefillos. I mean, they're not saying these are the only words you should say, but there were known tefillos that began. It's like we say you're saying Ashrei. It doesn't mean you only say the word Ashrei. We know that Ashrei means you say the whole paragraph of Tehillat David. So over here also, these were known tefillos. Levi Amar uvisrascha kasav leimar, that you need to say uvisrascha kasav leimar. Obviously, that's not the whole tefillah, because it doesn't mean anything, right? What does it mean uvisrascha kasav leimar? Ki veyomazei chaper lechem natariaschem mikol chatzegum veyashem tetaru. That's what it's referring to. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that he says ribono olamim, that you say ribono olamim, that kilo tzidkoseinu v'chulei. Rabbi Yehuda Amar ki avonoseinu rabbi milim lo chatzegum. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Elokai, ad shelo notzarti, eini kedai, achshav shenotzarti, ki lelo notzarti, that I wasn't worthy of being created before I was created, and now that I am created, it's ki'ilu, I have so little chashivus, it's as if I was never created. Afar ani b'chaya, I am dirt during my life, kal v'chomer b'misasi, all the more so of my death. Hare ani l'fanecha k'chlima le'bushu k'chlima, I'm a vessel full of humiliation and embarrassment because of my averos, yirutam l'fanecha shlo. So you daven that you shouldn't come to any further sin, and that which I've already sinned should be wiped away with Hashem's mercy. But the way we hope for it to be wiped away is not through suffering. And that tefillah that Rav Hamnuna says was happened to have been the vidui that Rav said throughout the rest of the year. Rav Hamnuna Zuta, but Rav Hamnuna Zuta used to say it only on Yom Kippurim, even though Rav would say it throughout the rest of the year. In fact, the Gemara Maseches Brachos records that that's what Rava used to say throughout the rest of the year. So Amar Zutro Lo Amaran El Dolo Amar Aval Anachnu Chatanu. You only say these tefillos if you didn't say Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Aval Amar Aval Anachnu Chatanu. But if a person says Aval Anachnu Chatanu Sulo Tzarech, then you don't have to say any of the other tefillos. Da Amar Bar Hamduri Havakim Rekamei De Shmuel. I was standing in front of Shmuel Vavi Yasiv, and Shmuel was sitting there. Vekimata Shlichet De Tzibur Vamar Aval Anachnu Chatanu. And when the Shliach Tzibur got up to that phrase, Aval Anachnu Chatanu, come make Am Shmuel, got up from his place, Amar, and Baram Duri said, from Shmuel's actions, Shema Mina Ikr Vidui Hayhu. If Shmuel is willing to leave after he hears that, it must be that that is the Ikr of Vidui, because apparently Shmuel was finished after that Vidui was said. So based on Baram Duri, you see, they have to be Mizvada again with the Shliach Tzibur. The Valitra points this out, the Ramah Paskins as well, that even though you say a private Vidui, apparently the Shliach Tzibur's Vidoy matters as well. That's why Shmuel hung around until the Shliach Tzibur got to the Iker Vidoy, and then only after the Iker Vidoy, the Shliach Tzibur did he leave. That's what the Rama writes in Siman Tav Reish Zayin, Si'if Gimel. From the Mechaber over there in Siman Tav Reish Zayin, it sounds like you don't need the second Vidoy together with the Shliach Tzibur, but at least you should listen to the Shliach Tzibur, just like you would listen to the rest of Chazaras Hashatz. So you listen to the Shliach Tzibur saying the Vidoy. So that's a discussion. Do you need to say it yourself, or is it good enough to just listen to the Shliach? Tzibur saying that that Vidur. Salvechik has a whole drasha where he explains that there's a difference between Tshuvas HaYachid and Tshuvas HaRabim, and that when we say the Vidur together with the Shliach Tzibur, that's Tshuvas HaTzibur. That's Klal Yisrael doing Tshuva as a unit. When we say in our own private Shemoneh Esrei, we say Vidur, that's Tshuva, or after Shemoneh Esrei, that's Tshuvas HaYachid. That's the individual doing Tshuva. And he explains that's why every Minhag Yisrael is so important. You have to explain every Minhag Yisrael. He says, you ever wonder why it is that when they're doing Vidui with the whole Tzibur, they sing Ashavnu Begadnu? What are you singing about? Why are you singing Ashavnu Begadnu? That's not something to sing. So he says, because when it's Tshuvas HaTzibur, we have a Haftacha that Klal Yisrael's Tshuva will always be accepted. Klal Yisrael is never going to be destroyed. We're never going to be wiped off the face of this earth. An individual has no guarantees, but Klal Yisrael has a guarantee. So we come with a certain sense of confidence when it comes with Tshuvas HaTzibur. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah Maseches Tainis, B'Shlosh Brakam B'Shana, Kohanim Nosen Es Kapehen, Arba'i Pahim B'Yom. There are three times during the year where the Kohanim Duchen four times in a single day. B'Shachris, B'Musaf, B'Mincha, B'Ni'ila Sha'arim. And those four times are four tefilos, meaning these are days that have four tefilos where you could Duchen. You don't Duchen at night, but Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ila. Ve'elu Ein Shalosh Brakim, and the three times a year that you do that are B'Ta'aniyos, when they're fasting for lack of rain, Ubima Mados, the 4 days each week that the Anshei Mishmar that were made up of Yisraelim gathered together in their cities for Tainus and Tefillah, davening that the Karbanos Tamid that are offered under their watch, under their representation, should be accepted, and Yom Kippurim and Yom Kippur itself. So, my Ni'ila Sha'arim, what is Ni'ila Sha'arim? So, Rav Amar Tzolosa Yeserta, it is an extra Tefillah, meaning in addition to the normal Tefillah Sayom, we daven another seven brachos, another full, you call it Shemoneh Esrei, another full Tefillah Samida. It's not Shemoneh Esrei, it's seven brachos, but another full Tefillah Samida on Yom HaKippurim. Shmuel Amar, no, Manu Machayenu. Shmuel says that we don't have a full another Amida, we just say Manu Machayenu. And that's the Tefillah that we daven. According to Shmuel, how could the Kohanim be Nosei Kapeim? Tos Yom HaKippurim raises the question. Birchas Kohanim has to be in the Bracha of Avoda. It has to be after Ritzei and Modim, like the Gemara in Sota says. The Gemara discusses why it's placed dafka that spot in Shemoneh Esrei, but it's got to be placed in that spot in Shemoneh Esrei. How are you going to add in Birchas Kohanim without any context? So he says it could be that the Bakasha Manu Machayenu was at the is your maskir at the end of it Me'inyan HaAvoda, and that's where the Kohanim would be Nosei Es Kapeim, that they would mention something related to Avoda, so it would be in context of Avoda anyhow. So anyway, this is the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Is Ni'ila its own separate Amida? Is it its own separate Shemoneh Esrei, or is it not? So Meisvei, or Yom HaKippurim is possible. The Gemara is bringing a Kasha and Shmuel, that it's got to be its own separate Shemoneh Esrei, because the Brisa tells us that on Or Yom HaKippurim means the night of Yom HaKippurim. This comes up in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, when the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim tries to figure out what the word Or means in that context. The first word of Maseches Pesachim is Or Larba Asar. So the Gemara spends daf and a half trying to figure out what the word Or means. So one of the rayas is this Brisa. So the Brisa tells us, Or Yom HaKippurim, the night of Yom HaKippurim, Mispalel Shavu Misvada. You say seven brachos in Shmoneh Esrei, and you say Vidur, Shachris, Mispalel Shavu Misvada. And again, by Shachris, seven brachos, and you say Vidur, but Musaf, Mispalel Shavu Misvada. Musaf also, seven brachos and a Vidur, but Mincha, Mispalel Shavu Misvada. Mincha also, seven brachos and a Vidur, but Ni'ila, Mispalel Shavu Misvada. And again, a Ni'ila, seven brachos and a Vidur. So you see in the Brisa that Ni'ila is seven brachos, like all the other tefillos of the day, which is exactly what Rav said, and exactly not what Shmuel said. Visu Tanya, some have the gears over here. We have another brisa. Yom HaKippurim im chashecha mispal shevu misvada. Then Yom Kippur im chashecha, you say seven brachos and you say vidui, which is referring to tefillas ni'ila. V'chosim bevidui, and at the end of the vidui, you have to be chosim bebracha. That's similar to the vidui. You say baruch atah Hashem akela solchan or something like that. Divrei Meir. V'chamrom mispal shevu v'imratz lachta bevidui chosim. And the chacham say you say seven brachos like a regular amida, but if you want to be chosim with the vidui, you can be, but you're not chayiv to be chosim. But the bottom line is, you see very clearly from the brisa that that ni'ila is a full, it's a full amida. It's a full, what we call Shmon Esrei. Tiyofta de Shmuel, tiyofta. And that, therefore, is a very strong question of Shmuel, an unanswerable question of Shmuel. That's when you have a double lashon of tiyofta, it means it's like a checkmate. There's no response that Shmuel could have to such a question. So it says the Gemara, a maisa related to this issue. Ula barav, nachas kamei de Rava. Ula barav was davening for an amid, ni'ila, in front of Rava. So pasach ba'atav v'chartanu. We started the middle brach of Shmona Esrei of atav v'chartanu. V'siyem b'ma'anu mechayenu. And he was mesayim with ma'anu mechayenu, meaning samach to the chasim of the bracha. He said that tefillah v'shabchei. And Rava thought that that was a wonderful thing. He praised him for saying that. Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nasna amar v'yachid omra achar tefillah. So that a yachid says ma'anu mechayenu only after the tefillah, meaning only a shliach tzibur says it in the middle of the tefillah. But a yachid who's davening ne'ilah says it after the tefillah is over, after the final bracha Shmona Esrei, just like all the other viduyim are after the Shmona Esrei is over for a yachid, whereas for a tzibur, for a shliach tzibur, it's in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So now the Gemara discusses, okay, now that we know that you daven ne'ilah, we know that ne'ilah is a full Shmona Esrei. Again, Shmona Esrei I'm using colloquially, not 18 brachas obviously, but 7 brachas of Shmona Esrei. So does that exempt you from davening Mariv once Yom HaKippurim is over? So Amrav, Tfilas Ni'ilah Poteres HaShalavis. Tfilas Ni'ilah says Rav patters you from davening Mariv. So Rav L'Tameh, this is Rav L'Shitasa, Damar Tzlosa Yaseirahi. Rav says that Ni'ilah is an actual Tfilah. So V'kibin Tetzalile, so since you daven Ni'ilah after it's already dark, Sulo Tzarek, why would you have to daven another Tfilah after it's already dark? As opposed to Shmuel, where Shmuel holds that there's no Tfilah of Ni'ilah. It's just Me'anu Machayenu. It's just, a phrase that you say for Ni'ilah. So then obviously it's not going to pat you from Tfilas Arvis. And even the person davens Ni'ilah, 7 brachas of Ni'ilah, so how could it be Yotzei, the 18 brachas that you need to say of Shmona Esrei? I mean, even according to Rav Luchar, it's difficult to understand why it would pat you. Because yes, Rav says that Ni'ilah is a full Tfilah, but a full Tfilah on Yom Kippur is only 7 brachas. A full Tfilah on Motzai Yom Kippur is 18, or for us, 19 brachos. So how could it be that that would pater you from Mariv? So the Yerushalmi asked that question. And Yerushalmi in the fourth paragraph of Brachos says that this is one of the kulas that they were makel for a person who is fasting, since it's going to be very hard. The Rosh explains so that he could eat soon after, so that he's not going to be starving too much. And that's what Paskin Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Chavdalit as well, that nowadays we know it to be Mispal Arvis on Matzah Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch says, but nevertheless, the idea was that to get someone out of shul more quickly. Meaning sometimes people say it's chaval that that Mariv and Matzah Yom Kippurim is a regular Mariv, that it's not a very slow Mariv. Lahalach, it's not supposed to be a very slow Mariv. It shouldn't be super speedy, meaning there's no reason it should be more fast than a regular tefillah. You still have to say all the words, still have to have kavana. All the normal halachas of tefillah apply, but it shouldn't feel like a Yom Kippur davening, Marav Matzah Yom Kippur. You have to keep in mind, there are women waiting at home for their husbands, say Avdallah, who are pregnant and are fasting, and you have to keep in mind the bigger picture over here. So that has a strong basis in the Gemara, that the Marav on Matzah Yom Kippur, maybe even a little quicker than a regular Marav. They were willing, we're going to soon see, they were willing to daven a Tefillah Katzara in some places for Matzah Yom Kippur, but at the very least, it shouldn't be shouldn't be super fast, shouldn't be super slow. So it says Gemara, Miyom Rav Achi, but wait a second. Does Rav really say that Tfilas Ni'ila patters you from davening Mariv? V'amar Rav, doesn't Rav say in Maseches Brachos, Tfilas Arvis Rishos, that we hold you don't have to daven Mariv anyway, Tfilas Arvis is only Rishos. So what do you mean? What's the Shaykh to even talk about pattering you from davening Mariv? You're always patter from davening Mariv. Tfilas Arvis is a Rishos, according to Rav. The reason that it's a Rishos is because the Gemara Brachas Tav Chavav tells us what each tefillah is keneged. So the tefillahs are keneged the Tmidim Tiknum. So if you hold that tefillahs are keneged Tmidim Tiknum, so then Mariv is keneged, there are only 2 Karbanos Tamid each day, and that's Shachris and Mincha, the Tamid Shal Shachris, Tamid Shal Bein Arbayin. So Mariv is keneged the Hector Chalavim Ve'emurim on the Mizbeach. So that's not Ma'akev the Kapara. And since the Hector Chalavim Ve'emurim is not Ma'akev the Kapara, so it's only going to be Roshus, it's not going to be a Chova. So it says Mariv, Divrei Omer Chova Kamer. When Rav says that Tfilas Nila patters you from Tfilas Arvis, he's saying, if you haven't told, Tfilas Arvis is a chiyuv. It happens to be that Tosas over there, Mesachas Brachos, and Tosas in a few places in Shas, points out that when we say Tfilas Arvis Rishus, it doesn't really mean Rishus. It means Rishus klape the other Tfilas, that it's less of a chiyuv than the other Tfilas, meaning things are not either chiyuv or Rishus. There are like different grades. There's a big chiyuv, small chiyuv. So the other tefillos of the day are big chiyuv, arvis, smaller chiyuv, but it's certainly not a rishus in the way that we would think of something being a rishus. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Vayter, Meisvei, Or Yom Kippur Mispalos Sheva Mizvada, Shachris Sheva Mizvada, Musaf Sheva Mizvada, Benil Mispalos Sheva Mizvada, Arvis Mispalos Sheva, Me'ein Shmon Esrei, and then Marav Motzei Yom Kippurim, you say seven brachos. That's where the middle bracha incorporates the themes of all of the normal middle brachos that you'd have in a full Shmona Esrei. That's the tefillah of Havinenu. It's what we call a tefillah ketzara. So that incorporates all of the themes of all the middle brachos of Shmona Esrei. Rashi writes that the reason they were matir to do this on Matzah Yom Kippurim is mipnei atoreach, that it's burdensome for people to daven the full Shmona Esrei on Matzah Yom Kippurim. Tosas points out in the name of the Rashbam that since they're still fasting when they're davening Mariv, it's still considered like Yom Kippurim, and that's why they're allowed to daven only seven brachos, because even though Kvar Pana Yom, it's already a weekday, so that's why they have to make it Me'ein Shmona Esrei, but they're still fasting, so it's like a shtick Yom Kippurim, that they still are allowed to daven a seven bracha Shmona Esrei. The Tos Yom Kippurim points out that Rashi, when he says that it's a Tareach, it means that you still have to go home and make your meal, because you're not allowed to cook on Yom Kippur. But therefore, he says, Nafkamina between Rashi's reason and Tosas's reason as to why it is that you're allowed to daven the tefillah of Havinenu and only seven brachos on Matzah Yom Kippurim, Nafkamina would be, what if you have people, you have maids at home, servants at home, that are preparing your meal for you? So it's not going to be a Tareach, because you'll be able to go home and you'll be able to eat right away. So Rashi's reason won't apply. But if it's because while you're still fasting, it's still considered like a shtik Yom Kippurim, so it's going to be like it's a little bit of Yom Kippur, so you're allowed to daven seven brachos on Esrei, so that would still apply regardless of how many maids you have at home. Tosfos Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Tesa Med Aleph says that the reason we say Tefillas Havinenu on Matzah Yom Kippurim is the Tareach of the Tzibur, not about the Tareach of having to cook later. It's that you're hungry and people need to get home because they're hungry. So that reason would apply regardless of whether you have Mersharsim at home who could take care of things for you or not. But again, you see that general theme of not elongating, prolonging Yom Kippurim more than there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but not Yoser Midai to the point where people are going to suffer from fasting so much. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Meishum Avosav, Mispal Shmona Esrei Shlemos. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says in the name of his forefathers that they would have Marv Matzah Yom Kippurim with 18 full brachos of Shmona Esrei, Meishat Tzarek Lomar Abdal B'chonei Nadas. Not that in principle he's opposed to Havinenu, but there's a practical element that you have to say Atachon Antanu in the Shmona Esrei in the bracha of Chonei Nadas. So you can't do that. You can't say Havinenu if there is no Chonei Nadas. But bottom line, why are we quoting all of this? Because clearly in the Brisa, you're davening Ni'ilah and you're davening Marav and Masai Shadas. So Rav said that if you daven Ni'ilah, you're pater from davening Marav. Can't be, because the Brisa is telling us very clearly that no, you're davening Ni'ilah and you're davening Marav. Now the Rishonim do raise the question, why can't he incorporate Avdalah in the bracha of Avinenu? Just say, Avinenu Hashem Elokeinu Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. So you can incorporate Avdalah in Avinenu. So the Gemara asks this in the Maseches Brachos on the sheet of Shmuel, who holds that throughout the year a person can be mispal Avinenu, even though he's not an over drachim, except for Matzoy Shabbos and Matzoy Yom Tovim. So the Gemara says, and Shmuel says it, the reason why you can't say it on Matzoy Shabbos and Matzoy Yom Tovim is because you have to say Havdalah. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Why can't you just incorporate Havdalah in Havinenu? So Tosfos and Tosfos Yeshanim say that the Gemara leaves it as a kasha. The Gemara doesn't give an answer to that kasha on Shmuel. So Tosfos and the Tosfos Yeshanim say that it's dafka according to Shmuel that throughout the year you say Havinenu. The Gemara says, why would you change your minhag because of Havdalah? And you should should just incorporate Havdalah and Havinenu. But according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that throughout the year you daven a full Shmoneh Esrei, and it's only because of the tightness that there's a reason to say this Tefillah Ktzara, then we wouldn't change our minhag throughout the whole year because of such a tam kolosh, such a weak reason. We wouldn't change our minhag when you have to incorporate Havdalah. So that's how the Rishonim explain over here. So anyway, so he says that because you have to incorporate Havdalah and Chanin Adas, that's why you have to say the full Shmoneh Esrei. But again, bottom line is the whole reason we're quoting this is to show that even though you davened Ni'ilah, you're still davening Mariv on Motzai. So that's therefore a kasha on Rav saying that the Kivin Tzalilei Sulo Tzarech, that once you daven Ni'ilah, you don't need to daven Mariv again. So says Gemara Tanai, it's a machlokas Tanai. Rav holds like the Shita that potters you. D'tanya Kol Chayav Tfilos, anyone who's chayav to be tovel, any tummy person tovel kadarkam beyond Yom HaKippurim can do a regular tefillah on Yom HaKippurim because there is an issur of bathing on Yom Kippur, but the issur of bathing is only a rechitza shel ta'anug, only an enjoyable bath. Tefillah is considered a tefillah, it's considered a rechitza letzorech tahara, it's not letzorech ta'anug, and therefore it's mutter. Nid of Yoledes tovel is kadarkam b'leil Yom HaKippurim, if the seventh day of Nida's tumah was on Erev Yom Kippur, so her leil tefillah is on Yom Kippur night, so she should be tovel on Yom Kippur night. Balkari tovel v'olich ad mincha, a person who became a balkari should be tovel on Yom Kippur day up until mincha. If he became a balkari before mincha, he could be tovel in order that he should be able to daven mincha, because there's takanas Ezra that you're not allowed to daven when you have tumas kari, so you have to go to the mikvah. So he can't daven mincha. So you should. But if he saw kari after tefillas mincha, then he doesn't go to the mikvah. Then he waits at shetach shach and he goes to the mikvah, and he davens ni'ilah after it's already dark outside, because tefillas ni'ilah is at nighttime anyway. Now, at some point, they were mevatel takanas Ezra. We no longer need to go to the mikveh every time a person becomes a balkari, meaning balkari is not always a bad thing. A man is with his wife. It's a mitzvah sona. He was mekai mitzvah puruvu and ona and everything else. And nevertheless, he's a balkari, because if he's motzi zera, then he has a din of a balkari. So they were mevatel this takanas Ezra. So there's a machlokas aposkim bizman hazeh. Are you allowed to be tovel in Yom HaKippurim? Meaning over here, what the Brisa is telling us is you can be tovel in Yom HaKippurim because it's not a rechitza shel ta'anug, it's a rechitza shel tahara that's necessary in order to allow you to daven mincha. Nowadays, you can daven mincha without going to the mikvah. So are you allowed to still go to the mikvah? The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisa Sasar and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this in Simin Taryag, Simin Taf Reish Yud Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, says that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah in Yom HaKippurim. The halacha in the Brisa is only while we still had Takanas Ezra, but now that it's an espatel Takanas Ezra, it would just be like Rechitza Shel Tanuk. However, the Torah quotes the Re Barceloni and the Bahag who disagree and allow you to go to the mikvah on Yom HaKippurim, because even though it may not be halachically required to go to the mikvah in order to daven mincha, but you still can't call that Rechitza Shel Tanuk. He's not doing that because he enjoys the mikvah. He's doing it because he took upon himself this extra chumrah to still maintain Takanas Ezra even after Takanas Ezra is no longer binding upon us. That's still not Tanuk. That's not enjoyment, and therefore he's allowed to go to the mikvah in such a case. Rabbi Yossi Omer back in the Gemara, Kol Yom Kulo, that he could be tovel the whole day, even after Tefillas Mincha, because according to him, Ni'ilah is still said, but during the daytime of Yom Kippur, before it's dark outside, and therefore you have to be tovel in order to be able to daven Ni'ilah. So it comes out according to the Chum that hold that the Zman Ni'ilah is at night, Ni'ilah paters Mariv, like Rav said, and according to Rabbi Yossi, that the Zman Ni'ilah is Biyom, Ni'ilah is not going to pater Mariv. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. I mean, why did the Gemara quote this price about being tovel? Because we're trying to demonstrate that whether ni'ilah patres marav is machlokas tanaim. This price didn't tell us anything about whether ni'ilah patres marav, but what the price did seem to indicate to us is that there's a machlokas when this man ni'ilah is. Is ni'ilah after it's already dark, or is ni'ilah during the day? And the Gemara makes the assumption that if ni'ilah is after it's already dark, it doesn't make sense to say two tefillos at nighttime after it's already dark. So that in such a case, it would pater marav. But if you hold that ni'ilah is while it's still light outside before it's dark, then it would not make sense that Ni'ilah could pater Marv, you would still have to daven Marv. And that, in fact, is how the Gemara understands that it's a machlokas tanaim. So says Gemara, Minu, but I'll ask you a steer from another brisa. Hazav, Hazav, Amitzar, Amitzaras, Ubol, Nido, Tamemes, all of these different types of Tame people, Hazav, Hazav, Amitzar, Amitzaras, Ubol, Nida, and the Tamemes, Tovel, and Kedark, and Yom HaKippurim. If their seventh day falls out on Yom HaKippurim, so they can be Tovel during the daytime. Meaning these are all Tumos that you're Tovel on the seventh day. You don't have to wait till after the seventh day day is over till the nighttime after the seventh day. You tovel on the seventh day. Halacha is a zava gedola, let's say. Meikra din could be tovel on the seventh day, right? That's the all of our women nowadays do not have a din of a nida, they have a din of a zava gedola. That's why we require them to wait shiva nekim, seven full clean days. So really, 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 meikra din, they could be tovel during the daytime on the seventh day. But that comes with a certain amount of risk, because if a woman were to be tovel on the seventh day and then be with her husband on that day after she's tovel and then see dam later on that same day, it would be metame lemafreya, because it's still on the seventh of the clean days. It would turn out that lemafreya she violated nisr kares, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, the Gemara already paskin, but in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that a woman cannot be tovel on the seventh day. And then in Shulchan Aruch we even go a step further, we say even on the eighth day she cannot be tovel, because people will get confused and they'll think that daytime tevilos are okay and they'll come to do it on the seventh day as well, and that's why the mikvah is only open during the nighttime. But we should realize meikra din, a woman can be tovel during the daytime. That's why Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If a person lives in a community where the closest mikvah is like 10 miles away, so he allows sometimes that a woman could go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos during the daytime, meaning if her lel tevil is Friday night, let her go during daytime Erev Shabbos, open the mikvah for her, and just make sure she doesn't see her husband until after nightfall. In certain cases that are shas hadchak, we're making like this. Actually, I just got a shaila from a different camp. There's in some of the camps, the closest some of the summer camps, the closest mikvahs are like hours away. So what they use assuming it's doable, they use the lake sometimes as a mikvah. Now a lake is not exactly a spa, you know. Some of the mikvahs that we have in our communities, Baruch Hashem, cost millions of dollars, and they're beautiful, and they're such a pleasurable experience, and it encourages women to observe Taras HaMishpacha, and all of that. That's wonderful. The lake is kind of the opposite experience, you know. It's like it's a throwback to like what the bubbies did in Europe. So the women have a practice. They got whatever camp it was. They got a psak that even though the halacha is that on Lel Tevila a woman is not supposed to shower after using the mikvah, it's a shaila when she can shower. Some poskim say only after she's been in physical contact with her husband. Others say after she's had tashmish with her husband. Others say only the next morning. If Shechter writes in Ginas Egos, only the next morning really she should wait to shower, and others say as soon as she leaves the mikveh, just not while she's on the premises of the mikveh. But in this camp, because it's disgusting, they shower. So I just got the shaila, a woman has a lel tevil on Friday night, so the problem is you don't have a lot of shower on Shabbos, so what should she do? Is it better to go to the mikveh, where should we be making? Better to go to the mikveh on Friday day and let her shower and let her shower before Shabbos and try to avoid seeing her husband until after nightfall, or better to go to the mikvah on Friday night when it's the right time to go to the mikvah and be matir some sort of cold shower or something on Shabbos. So it's an interesting shayla, but not for now. So says the Gemara. So they go to the mikvah during the daytime. Meikra din. Nida v'yoledes tovel kedarkan b'leila yom kippurim. Nida and yoledes who go to the mikvah at night are tovel kedarkan on the night of yom kippurim. Balkari tovel v'alekol yom kulo. The balkari go to the mikvah throughout the day on yom kippurim. Rabbi Yossi min minchul ma'ila ein yochalit. But Rabbi Yossi says you cannot go to the mikvah after min minchul ma'ila after mincha because you don't need to. The next tefila is going to be after nightfall anyway. Anyway, so wait till nightfall to go to the mikveh. Now you'll notice in the last price, Rabbi Yossi is the one that said kol yom kulo, and now we have Rabbi Yossi saying that no, you can't go to the mikveh after mincha. So it seems like the shitos have flipped. It's a machlokas chacham and Rabbi Yossi in both prices, but the shitos flipped. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If this is a stira between the two prices. Says we're lo kasha. It's not a stira. Had tzali tefilas neila. Ha delo tzali. That the price, the later price of Rabbi Yossi says min mincha lemaila. It's too late to go to the mikvah, that's if you've already davened tefilas ni'ila during the Zman Mincha. So since you're already davened, there's no reason to go to the mikvah. Whereas the preceding brisa that Rabbi Yossi says you can be tovel kol yom kulo is talking about where you still did not daven tefilas ni'ila, and therefore you could be tovel in order to be able to daven tefilas ni'ila. The stira in the Chachamim, Rashi points out, is not a stira because there are a lot of people that are called Chachamim. It doesn't have to be the same people. It's not the same group of Chachamim necessarily. The only stira that we really need to answer is the stira within Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos tries to reconcile that it could even be the same group of Chachamim. So says Gemara, wait a second, need the tzaldik, if the price is talking about where you're already davening the ila, maitamai drabanan, why would the Chachamim allow you to go to the mikvah on Yom HaKippurim? You have no, you're already davening the ila, what do you need to go to the mikvah for? So Ksav Rabban, tevila bizman a mitzvah. The Rabban hold that tevila bizman is a mitzvah, that you have to go to the mikvah on time. So if a person is not allowed to delay going to the mikvah, meaning nowadays we paskin tevila bizman a lav mitzvah. If we were to paskin tevila bizman a mitzvah, the mikvah would be open on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We only go to the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah litbol bizman. That's different than tevila bizman a mitzvah. Mitzvah litbol bizman means it's a good idea to go to the mikvah on time for shalom bayis, for mitzvahs ona, for pruruvu, right, for things like that. So that's why we have mitzvah litbol bizmana. But if you're not going to be able to, if the couple's not going to be able to be together anyway, like on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, where one of the Chamish Inuyim is in Isra of Tashma Shamita, the mikvah's closed, right? That's why we don't even open the mikvah up on those days. But if you really held tefillah bizmana mitzvah, it would have nothing to do with whether the husband's around or not. You would have to go to the mikvah on time, right? That's why even if the husband was out of town and wasn't coming home for another week, she should go to the mikvah on time if you really held tevilah bizmana mitzvah. So if you hold tevilah bizmana mitzvah, so if the zman is on Yom Kippur, you go on Yom Kippur. So it says, wow, mechal, the Rabbi Yossi sav lav mitzvah. Sounds like from the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, wait till Motzai Yom Kippur, you must hold tevilah bizmana is lav mitzvah. I but vatanya, we have a brice haresh hayosh shame kosval basaro. If a person had a shame Hashem written on their skin for some reason, hareza lo yirchatz, he should not bathe, velo yasuch, he should not anoint oil on his skin in order not to erase the shame Hashem. And because of the kedusha of the Shem Hashem, he shouldn't stand in a dirty place. But if a tefillas mitzvah comes up, he should wrap some sort of reed around the Shem Hashem, and hopefully, the way Rashi explains over here, it will block the water from erasing the Shem Hashem. And that way, you can go into the mikvah. You don't need to wrap any reed around your skin. Just go into the mikvah. Just be careful not to actively rub out the Shem Hashem. And the Gemara concludes in Masechta Shabbos when we have this sugya, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, whether you need to wrap a reed around it, is whether tefila b'zman a mitzvah. So we're talking about in a case where you don't have a reed on hand, you don't have one in your back pocket, and if you look for one, it's going to delay the zman of the tefila. So the Chacham say tefila b'zman is not a mitzvah. Go find a reed, even if it means you're going to go to the mikvah the next day. You have to block out the Shem Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, tevila b'zman a mitzvah. So if you don't have a reed, just go into the mikvah. You're not erasing the Shem Hashem actively anyway. It's only a gram, and therefore you can go to the mikvah that way. So you see that Rabbi Yossi holds tevila b'zman is lav mitzvah. So says Gemara, I'm sorry, you see Rabbi Yossi holds tevila b'zman a mitzvah, and not like we said previously that Rabbi Yossi holds tevila b'zman a lav mitzvah. So says Gemara, he Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudahi, that the brisa that says Rabbi Yossi says min the mincha l'mayli, you don't go to the mikvah, and therefore tevila b'zman is lav mitzvah, is not Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Detail Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer daya l'tevila shetei b'achrona, that in a case where a person comes to us and they don't know, a woman had a miscarriage, let's say she doesn't know if it was a male or a female baby, so she doesn't know when the tevila is supposed to be, right? You either tame for 7 days or 14 days. So do you, are you tovel at each possible opportunity when it might have been? So if tevila bezman a mitzvah, she'll have to go to the mikvah multiple times, after 7 days for a zachar, after 14 days for an akeva, on day 40, on day 80, she'll have to go to the mikvah on all these different zmanim just to be sure. But if you hold tevila bezman a lav mitzvah, just assume she's tame till the very end, and then at the very end she goes to the mikvah. So Rabbi Yosef reviewed this one that said dayel tefila shtei b'achrona, that tefila bezman is lav mitzvah, and therefore you could wait until the very end. If a person becomes a balkar in Yom Kippurim, he go to the mikvah, and then in the evening he should clean himself off. So la'erev, my dahava hava. What do you mean? He goes to the mikvah and then later he cleans himself off. What's that going to help? It's going to be chatzitza when he goes to the mikvah if he only cleans himself off afterwards. No, it means on Erev Yom Kippur, he should clean himself off, and everybody should clean themselves off, so that in case they become a Baal Keri, they will already have done what we call a Chafifa, they will have already prepared their body for the mikveh, so that they'll be able to go on Yom Kippurim. So Ksavra, Mitzvah L'Shavshev, the Braisa clearly holds that it's that you're supposed to cleanse your body in order that you shouldn't have a chatzitza at the time of the tevila, to rinse your whole body in warm water. Takana says it's not that way. I mean, in Takana says the halacha is mida oraisa. In order for a person to go to the mikveh, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says mida oraisa. She has a woman, let's say, when she goes to the mikveh, has to look over her body, make sure that she doesn't have a chatzitza. Ezra came along and Ezra was misake, not just look at the body, but actually comb the hair as well. That's why it's called chafifa. Chafifa means combing. Chafifa sa'ar. She has to comb her hair as well. And then the Rabbanan came along times of the Gemara and they said she should madiach beis kamateha b'mayim. That Rabbah says in Masechet Nida, she should wash out the folds of her body in water. So that's the mitzvah l'shavshev, to rinse out the whole body in water. So there's a mitzvah l'shavshev for a man also if his tevila is a halachic tevila, if it's a tevila that's necessary. Tani Tanakh Kamid Rav Nachman, the Tana that was taught a price in front of Rav Nachman, Haro Keri B'Yom HaKippurim Avinosu B'chulun Lo. If a person saw Keri on Yom Kippur, it's a good sign. Tanya Avinosu Sudurim, but wait, another price that sounds like it's not a good sign. It says that his Averos are all lined up. No, my students, student Limachal, it means that they're all lined up and organized in order to achieve Mechila. So Tana Debe Rav Yishmael, Haro Keri B'Yom HaKippurim Yidak Kala Shana Kula. If a person becomes a Baal Keri on Yom Kippur, he has to be concerned that maybe his tightness wasn't accepted in Shemayim, and he should worry the whole year that it's not going to work out for him. But if he makes it through that year, he doesn't die, then he knows that he must be a big tzaddik and he's going to Olam Haba. That's what Chazal tells, that Olam Haba is represented by the letter Yud, whereas Olam Hazeh Bihi Baram, Behei Baram, Olam Hazeh is represented by the letter Hey. So Rav Shachter just pointed out in recent shir that why is Olam Haba represented by the letter Yud? Because it's the smallest letter. It's not too crowded there in Olam Haba. It's there's no overcrowding problem. So it's the smallest letter. So if a person is Roa Keri and Yom Kippurim, so and he survives the whole year, he's a muftach that he's ben Olam Haba. Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Teda Kol Olam Kulo Ra'ev V'Husaveh, and the right that he's ben Olam Haba is the whole world is not in experiencing Hanas Tashmish, because in Yom Kippur Tashmish is one of the Chamesh Inuyim. You're not allowed to experience Hanas Tashmish. And this guy, to some extent, because he was Roa Keri, experienced some Hana of Tashmish that day. So if he's able to, Kodesh Baruch Hu's giving him a Hana that nobody else gets, that must be that he's a Ben Olam Haba. Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Mapish Chaye Sagei Umaskei, that someone who sees Keri B'Yom HaKippurim is going to have, he's going to be Maruch Yomim, and he's going to have Banim U'Bnei Banim, he's going to be able to see Banim U'Bnei Banim. That's the Siman, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Rashi quotes over here, Yira Zera Yaruch Yomim, that he's going to see children are Yaruch Yomim. I just gave a shir recently on some Klalei HaPsak, and at the end of Siman Reish Membez Shulchan Aruch, the Shach has 10 rules of Klalei HaPsak, and on the top it says, this is written by Rabbeinu, Yud Zayin Yud Yud. And I said, I have no idea what that, I never saw that that abbreviation before, so I got a whole bunch of emails. It stands for Yirazera Yarech Yamim. So that's what it stands for. It's a bracha, the Yirazera Yarech Yamim. It's a nice way to end the Masechta with a nice bracha. Hajra Lach Yom HaKvim, Slikla Masech Zyoma, Mazel Tov on Masech Zyoma. Everyone, I hope you enjoy your barbecues during the 9 days with the seam that you make on Masech Zyoma, and look forward to Be'ez Hashem to starting Masech Sukkah tomorrow. For those on the Zoom, tomorrow we do have a shir. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yeah, tomorrow we have a shir. Well, so we'll start Masech Sukkah together. Friday there won't be a shir for Shabbos' daf, and then Be'ez Hashem Matzai Shabbos will do Sunday's daf at, we'll keep it the same time at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, have a great day.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.